Rob stood. I will not grudge him that. If I'm the king in the north, let him be king of the Iron Islands, if that's his desire. I'll give him a crown, gladly, so long as he helps us bring down the Lannisters. Rob, I'm sending Theon. Good day, Mother. Grey Wind, come. Rob walked off briskly, the direwolf padding beside him. Catelyn could only watch him go. Her son, and now her king. How queer that felt. Command, she had told him, back in Moat Cailin. And so he did. I'm going to visit Father, she announced abruptly. Come with me, Edmure. I need to have a word with those new bowmen Sir Desmond is training. I'll visit him later. If he still lives, Catelyn thought, but she said nothing. Her brother would sooner face battle than that sick room. The shortest way to the central keep, where her father lay dying, was through the guard's wood, with its grass and wild flowers, and thick stands of elm and redwood. A wealth of rustling leaves still clung to the branches of the trees, all ignorant of the word the white raven had brought to River Run a fortnight past. Autumn had come, the conclave had declared, but the guards had not seen fit to tell the winds and woods as yet. For that Catelyn was duly grateful. Autumn was always a fearful time, with the spectre of winter looming ahead. Even the wisest man never knew whether his next harvest would be his last.